welcome to another fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, your happy ads coach, and also just kind of a fun person to hang out with. Now, this week I have a confession to make, and it's not that I missed last week's episode, in case you're waiting for it. What happened last week was I was doing a week-long intensive of my neuro-linguistic programming coaching training, and I simply ran out of time. I have loved learning NLP, as it's known for short, and also sharing my skills, coaching others to get pretty awesome results that maybe they didn't know they were going to. And so after a week of doing that, my brain was fairly fried and I just had to be nice to myself. Shock horror. Because, yeah, there's a lot of pressure in the online world to perform at all times. So, yeah, I was nice to myself. And this week's episode is a confessional episode, and I ummed and ahed about sharing it because it's kind of one of those things of like, oh, you know, God forbid if I share this, people will think that I'm not as perfect as I am, or maybe I don't have everything correctly laid out in the way that you thought I did. And what I'm going to share is this. Earlier this year, I used a company to help me with my engagement on Instagram. So here's how it started. Last year, I was feeling the pressure, don't know if you're going to relate to this one, about not being able to create sort of the content that I wanted to on Instagram. I had lots of ideas and I thought, oh, if only someone could just, you know, whip it up into Canva, make the carousel post for me, it would solve a lot of my problems. Again, problems that had been invented by Instagram itself, but let's not go there. And so I put a post out on Upwork. I find it, you know, I've found some really great workers through Upwork and started working with this guy to design a few carousels of content that I've written. Now, this guy was pretty savvy, old Hamayon in Pakistan. And so after maybe a month or two of him sort of designing these up, I think I was sort of paying for about 5 at the time per month just to intersperse with my other content. He reached out to me to jump on a sales call with him to see if there was more he could do. And turns out that it wasn't just him. He had a team behind him. And honestly, like his sales call, I had to stop him at one point. I was like, this is very good. I kind of wish I had your ability to like do this type of thing. It was slick, it was smooth. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to give this a go for a month. So I signed up to some kind of a package where not only would they create some carousels for me, he's like, we'll do it all. We'll write the content. We'll design it up for you. Send through the reels. We'll make them pretty. And we'll do engagement for you. Now, I've never really paid anyone to do anything like this before. And, you know, I know that engaging other accounts on Instagram really does work. Okay, I'm going to say that right now. I'm aware of this. The more time that you spend engaging with accounts and like commenting on them and liking other people's posts, chances are those people are going to come over and check you out. And also, you know, hopefully it has a positive effect on how long your content is visible in other people's feeds. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to give this a go. And straight away, they started sending content over to me that I hadn't written. And there was a bit of a red flag there because I hate to say it, like I could tell that it hadn't really been written by a person. It had definitely been written by an AI bot, and I was having to then edit it to make it sound like something I would say. And that's all well and good if that's how they want to create their content and also other people's content, but it was starting to feel a little bit strange to me. And then, yeah, they did a really great job of editing up some reels. Again, I got feedback of like, oh, you need to be punchier. You need to do this. This is what you're doing wrong. And yeah, what they were sharing with me was completely valid. It was some really great tips around content, but also it wasn't my style. And that was starting to become very apparent to me. And at the same time, they started to engage other accounts on certain hashtags. And I have to say, I'm going to say flat out, yes, my followers increased by a few, couple of 50 or something or 60. But it was very strange to have someone maybe saying strange things to other people, I don't know, on the internet. And then like people having conversations pretending to be me, but wasn't actually me. So again, another kind of red flag. So by the end of the month, after what I'd paid for this service, I kind of looked at the results and I thought, for what I'm paying here, it would actually serve my business so much better to not give a flying fuck about vanity metrics such as Instagram numbers of followers. And actually, I would be way better spending that money on paid ads, because I know that that has resulted in clients and sales for my business. And while plenty of people do make loads of money on Instagram, it's not really somewhere where I have found that my clients have come from. So it was a very great experiment, and I hope that you appreciate me sharing it, because I wanted to also share what I did like about the month and what I didn't like, but also what I learned from it. So I did like this company's, like, they had great communication. They were very on the front foot, really easy to communicate. I knew who to talk to and all of that stuff. I did like the style of the content that they created, which is why I ended up working with them for a longer period of time. And as I say, yes, their engagement factor worked. And my followers did increase, definitely noticed a drop off because sometimes when people are doing that, you're also attracting spam accounts. So I did like those things. What I didn't like was it was also very strange to have people pretending to be me online. But also felt like the content that they wrote was not my style and fairly generic. And it just made me really evaluate what I'm doing here and why I want this. So I guess I didn't like, I don't know if it was being confronted, but also just being aware that I was chasing after something that didn't actually seem important and aligned with my own values. So what I learned, as I said, it was a very, like, I wouldn't go back and change it. I mean, yeah, maybe I should have spent all that money on ads. But I really found, and sometimes this happens, and you might have had a similar experience, when something didn't go exactly how you wanted it to, or it brought up feelings of like discomfort or unease, it's actually a really good reminder to come back to what it is that you value. And I think that really stood out for me after this month of, paying someone to engage for me on Instagram, was like, this doesn't actually feel right. And it's not something that I place a huge amount of importance and value on. I love Instagram for an opportunity to connect with people, but that connection needs to be authentic and come from me. Whether it is that I'm not a big enough business to just sort of be putting out generic content, but also just like, I check people's Instagram accounts for a living. Like, I can tell pretty quickly when you're just paying lip service to having to tick off marketing. And I guess that was another thing that I learned. Like, what am I doing on here? Is it just to tick the box of, I just did, my, 15 posts for the month? Or am I on here as a creative expression of who I am in order to connect with people in a real and authentic way? And I mean, it might sound crazy to use social media in such a way, but honestly, like, I know that I'm looking for the cut through all of the shitty information that's out there on the internet in order to connect with someone and to get value from them. Like if I wanted some generic five tips here and there, which, you know, we all see those accounts on Instagram that are going gangbusters, have tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, followers putting out this very basic information. But again, is that what I want to value in my business? Is that where I want to spend my time and worry in my business? So the lesson that I learned was really around, okay, cool, this is an option. This is totally available and I could use it at any time if I'm willing to pay for the service, or if I was willing to, you know, spend my time writing comments on random people's accounts, basically. Or do I want to spend the money doing something that I know works? And my time doing things that's not necessarily on social media. So I hope that you maybe use this for an opportunity to reflect on your current practices. Like, are you actually enjoying being on social media? If you don't, and you find it a real struggle, a hassle, a pain in the bum, can you find another way to either create content that feels really easy and simple and fast? You all know that I'm a big fan of Instagram Reels for this very reason. And if you've been watching my socials for the past couple of weeks, that's all I've been doing. But can you find a way to do that? Because I think that's, you know, that's the ultimate goal when it comes to social media for me anyway, is, okay, this is a great way to be seen. People do check this stuff. I know that even if not necessarily people like directly DM me, that I then get emails or stopped in the street or whatever it is, and then people are watching the content that I'm creating and connecting with it. But yeah, where should I be spending my time, and how can I make it really, really fun and worthwhile? So if you haven't spent any time thinking about what it is that you value in terms of your business, now is the time. But also have a think about, like, I know this probably sounds really generic and something that an AI bot would write, but you matter and your way of connecting with people matters. And the less that you think about what it is that you should be doing or sounding or trying to come off as really intelligent, the better. And actually come back to, okay, well, you know, I know in my instance, like, people enjoy working with me because I get them really excited about their businesses. I help sort of debunk myths around, you know, online marketing, but also and kind of fun, and they know that because it's all across my socials. So what it is about you that makes you different, and how can you tap into that even more, rather than worrying about whether or not you're doing it right? I so hope that you have enjoyed this episode, as I always do, and I thank you so much for listening. If you are thinking, okay, I'm kind of interested in what you said around maybe spending, you know, money on ads and lead generation, then jump on to my One Amazing Ad waitlist. The doors will open for a few days for early bird in a couple of weeks, if you're listening to this in the middle of June. And I've got some pretty cool bonuses. We've just wrapped up the first round of it, and yeah, I'm going to hang my head on it and to say that the results were pretty darn awesome. Getting a group of business owners up and running with some pretty, like, really low cost lead gen ads, can I just say. And then also seeing some conversions into sales on the back of that. Like, that's pretty cool, especially if you've not really run ads that have worked in the past, or you've not, maybe you've paid someone to run ads for you in the past, because there was someone in the group who that was the case. So all of a sudden, instead of paying someone for ads management, she got to spend that money on her own ads, which is pretty cool. So if you are thinking, okay, I'd like to give ads a go, or I've run them in the past and I'd like to try them again, head to my website, mirandaivy.com, and you'll find One Amazing Ad waitlist on there. And of course, I'll pop it into the show notes. This is a really great opportunity to learn about online marketing and just sort of some of that marketing psychology, your own and also your clients. Oh, I love it so much. So, until next time, you know what to do. Stay fabulous. Hey there. I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.